Hello, Nerdcasters. It was a biggie day in the Senate, not a smalls one. The moment of the impeachment trial last night that captured the internet, Trump attorney Jay Sekulow asked,
"Why are we here?"
Congressman Hakeem Jeffries quoting Biggie Smalls on the floor of the Senate.
"We are here, sir, to follow the facts, apply the law, be guided by the Constitution, and present the truth to the American people. That is why we are here, Mr. Sekulow. And if you don't know, now you know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know." Today is the second day of the House impeachment managers presenting their case to the Senate. We're taping this at 4 p.m. today. Trial's still going on, will be till the evening. But first, here's what happened today so far in 30 seconds. Ben, are you ready to take the 30-second challenge?
You tell me when to start.
Go.
Democrats tried to make the case today that Donald Trump's offenses in the Ukraine saga rose to the level of removal of office under the Constitution. They're trying to prove that in abusing his power by pressuring the Ukrainian government into securing an investigation from Joe Biden and his political rivals, that it's an abuse of power so great that he must be removed under the Constitution's threshold.
That was Politico's Congress editor, Ben Weil, and I'm your host, Scott Bland. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2020, and today was day three of the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Today, we want to look at the most prominent of these impeachment managers, Congressman Adam Schiff.
So Adam Schiff is the lead impeachment manager prosecuting the case against Donald Trump. He's a longtime congressman from California. He's a close ally of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and he's been kind of running the show in this impeachment inquiry since it launched after the Ukraine saga, the news broke.
He's been kind of in charge of this process from the beginning in terms of the impeachment on the Democratic side since the Ukraine story broke. And that, along with some other stuff that's happened during Trump's tenure, has made him into a pretty divisive figure, much better known, but pretty divisive figure between the parties among the American public within Congress.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Democrats love him and Republicans hate him, I think is the short version, you know, and he's become a polarizing figure in part because Trump has made him one of his enemies. You know, Trump's constantly tweeting about him. Trump's allies have gone after him. The House Republicans tried to censure him at one point during the impeachment proceedings. Democrats in the House controlled the majority, so they quickly took that off the table. But, you know, he's had a breakout moment, I think, for sure. He's proven he's an incredibly well-spoken orator, and he can, you know, he's a federal prosecutor by trade, so he can speak extemporaneously. He knows the ins and outs of this story better than anyone, and so he's able to kind of drill down into some of the details that others can't do.
One of the crazy things about Schiff's career and how he got to this point is that he may owe the fact that he's a congressman to impeachment, to Bill Clinton's impeachment.
You know, it's a funny turn of events. He got to Congress by defeating one of the impeachment managers that was there in the Bill Clinton trial. Bill Clinton was very popular at the time. There was a lot of opposition to his impeachment and the trial. He was acquitted, and Clinton was still quite popular. So in 2000, Schiff took on one of those managers and won. And that's how he got to Congress.
Ben, what's Schiff's strategy? Obviously, he, like you said, he's been in the middle of all this.
So Schiff has said that he has two audiences right now. First is the American public. He's trying to make the case to them. Here's what Donald Trump did. It was deeply wrong, and his actions warrant impeachment and removal from office. So he's making he's selling that case to the public. He's also trying to get at least four Senate Republicans to join Democrats and call for more witnesses. You know, before we even get to the question of acquittal or conviction on Trump, we kind of know where things are headed on that front. The biggest question still up in the air is, will there be additional witnesses called to testify? Democrats want John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, a few of these other key figures who know what was going on when Trump ordered a freeze of Ukraine's military aid, and they haven't talked to the Congress. So Democrats are trying to get those witnesses in. They need a majority of the Senate, so they need four Republicans to join them. And so Schiff is trying to make the case as best he can to convince a few moderate Republicans, at least hear some of the more evidence. At least let's hear a bit more of what happened before you make your decision.
Now, Ben, while you're here with us and working in the office, the reporters you work with are running all over the Capitol trying to cover this story, this, you know, once-in-a-generation impeachment trial. How's that been? What have been some of the struggles of that?
You know, it's been a lot of late nights, and reporters have less access to the senators than they normally do. They're kind of penned off, which makes it harder to report. And, you know, some of our best reporters, what they do is they've got, you know, close relationships with some of these senators. They've been covering them many years. So they'll find one of these senators alone in a hallway. "Senator, you know, what's really going on here? Can you tell me?" And they're far more willing to say something honest than if it's in front of a dozen reporters in a pen, you know, shouting or just sitting there waiting. So it's definitely been harder to actually do our jobs. But the impressive thing about Politico's Congress team is they still find a way. And we're, you know, breaking news and delivering colorful details that others don't even have. So that feels pretty good.
Big thanks to my colleague Ben Weil for joining us today. Thank you, as always, to our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back in your feeds tomorrow with more of the latest from the Senate impeachment trial. Thanks again for tuning in.